In an earlier episode of Hit Publish, we talked about opt-in pages, how to set them up so that they attract people to your email list. Remember, your email list is where you'll stay in contact with your prospects and customers. It's the foundation of your online business. But in order to motivate people to sign up to your list, you have to give them something in return. That's where an opt-in incentive comes into play. Some people call them ethical bribes. For today, we're going to call them giveaways. They're the content you create that is so irresistible your site visitors can't help but put themselves on your email list just so they can get their hands on it. Welcome to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This is Pamela Wilson of Copyblogger Media. This week, I'm bringing in Copyblogger team members to share their answers to your online marketing questions and show you how to build a business that grows your profits. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to create a giveaway that works? Let's hit publish. Today, we'll start with Sonia Simone. Sonia has created dozens of giveaways both for her remarkable communication website and for Copyblogger Media. Sonia has seen what works, and she's here to get you excited about creating a giveaway that will have folks clamoring to get on your email list. I thought Sonia would be the perfect person to define this topic for us. What exactly are giveaways, and how can we create them?
And these are, they're very useful. I think that the strictly online businesses, a lot of them, you know about this idea. It's funny because a lot of the offline businesses don't, or the more traditional businesses don't, but they're a great, great tool, very, very handy to have. And in a nutshell, these giveaways are something that, and it should be something that you can produce as many of as you need to. So that's what's great about something like a PDF, a checklist, a little audio report, something like that, because it's digital. You can make it cost you the same to make a million as it does to make 10.
You make one, upload it, and you're all set, right?
And you're all set. As opposed to something like what a lot of more traditional businesses use, which is like a 20-minute consultation, you know, or a free call, something like that. Obviously, you can't scale that. So you, when you're giveaway, you want to try and look for something probably digital that you can just have as you don't worry about if you get lots of people who want one. And the way I like to frame these is think about, and you've heard me say a million times, and I know you're going to hear it a million more times, your business really needs to be about what problem you solve for your customers. So, you know, they need a cute pair of shoes for a hot date this weekend, or they need help with their neck and back pain, or they need to get more fit, whatever it is that you help them solve. Doesn't have to be, you know, life-threatening problem. It just has to be something that they want to be different. Think about how you help your customer get the things they want. And then your giveaway should relate to that. And in a wonderful, perfect world, your giveaway will help them solve a little bit of their problem. So a giveaway for a nutrition coach might be 5 easy dinners, 5 easy, super healthy, super delicious dinners that you can make in 20 minutes or less and have healthy home cooked food that you can make after work. You could just put that into a little ebook, and that is a great, great giveaway because everybody wants that.
It sounds like you're giving them something that they can see some results from right away.
Yeah, exactly. You get them at least a couple of steps toward where they want to go, and then it's real easy to make it clear. Now, if you want to work with me in my product or my service, we can get you further down that path. But you get them started because, you know, an object in motion will tend to stay in motion. If you can get them having a little bit of a result toward where they want to go, they're about a gazillion times more likely to choose you as the provider that they want to do business with.
Yeah, it's like you're creating a fan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you can do it. I mean, you can do it for a plumbing business. You can do it. There's all every business, every endeavor and human experience you could create. You know, if you're really stumped and you don't know, just create a top 10 checklist or a top 10 tips. Checklist or tips. They're real easy. What are the 10 things? What are the 10 quick things? Like if somebody comes to you at a dinner party and corners you and grills you on what you do, what are 10 things you could tell them that would be quick that they could get some kind of result that would kind of get them off your back? Or even 3 things, you know, if depending on your business. Those are the kind of things they make great giveaways. And they're usually really easy for us to create because they are the kind of things we're doing with clients or customers all the time.
It's usually answers that we already have in our heads, it sounds like.
Right, right, right. This is not the place for you to be doing some kind of high-level, deep original research, you know, going to the Mayo Clinic. This is the low-hanging fruit. If you think about that, it's low risk for you to create, and it's easy for your person who's going to opt into your list to consume.
Consume and get results from. That sounds like great advice. Thank you so much, Sonia.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Sonia shared some easy ways to get your giveaway out of your head and into a form that you can share. Before we continue with our other guests, I want to let you know about our Authority Rainmaker event, which is coming up so soon I can taste it. Authority Rainmaker is a different kind of conference. It's a conference with a curriculum. When you attend, you'll get everything you need to build a firm foundation under your online business, from design to content to traffic and conversion. It will all happen in Denver, Colorado this May, and I would love to see you there. Join us at rainmaker.fm/event. Our next guest is copyblogger's Chris Garrett. Chris is a big fan of minimum viable products, and I knew he'd be the perfect person to talk to about what you can do to make giveaways easy to create. So I asked Chris, what types of giveaways are easiest to put together for beginners?
The easiest is whatever you already have. If you can repurpose something, that's always going to be easier than creating something. And we all have that moment of resistance when we see a blank screen. So if you can edit something or repurpose something, do that. If you're starting from absolute zero, then use whatever comes easiest to you. So I'm not very good with scripted. As you can probably tell, I try to improvise rather than read from a script. So audio or video for me is better live. So I'll do a teleseminar or I'll do a webinar based on an outline. I find it easier to write. So a PDF or an autoresponder series is easier for me. Other people find it really easy to write some notes out and then do audio. The talkers, whereas I'm more visual and I think about things too much to be able to read from a script. So what works for you? What's the mode of delivery that would work best for you? But as I said, I can do a webinar from an outline. I can do a teleseminar from an outline, and then I can repurpose that. So one of the free offers I did actually took those free webinars, which were initially a really good giveaway anyway, webinars and teleseminars of urgency and scarcity, but then I repurposed the video, I repurposed the audio. So start from where you are. Do you have something that you can repurpose? If you do not, what comes easiest to you? Sonia finds it very easy to do audio. Robert finds it very easy to write. I find it easier to do webinars and teleseminars.
So you're building on your own strengths, basically.
You're building on your strengths, but also you're removing any barriers to procrastination and resistance. Because if it's something you struggle with, then it's probably not a good fit. And it might even come across in the quality.
That's fantastic advice. That would be me with video. So yeah, I think it's great. Build on what you're comfortable with and then go from there. Chris's advice, pick a giveaway topic that you're already familiar with and create a quality giveaway that meets your audience's needs. Our last guest today is copybloggers Robert Bruce. One of the things people struggle with when they're creating their first giveaways or opt-in incentives is figuring out what topic to cover. So I asked Robert, what's a reliable way to pick a giveaway topic?
Yeah, here's a good idea. Rather than trying to come up with something out of the blue, take a look back into your archive, the archive of your website or your blog, and pick out the most popular work, the most popular articles, the most popular blog posts that you've done, or podcasts, or infographics, or whatever it may be. The ones that your audience responded to the most, and then take a look at, from many, many different angles, how you might be able to repackage that, expand upon it, and build it out even more to make it a little, you know, more valuable than what it is. I mean, this is a good idea in general to go back and do a content audit, you know, at least once a year on the articles in your archive. But if you look at what's already worked in the past and what your audience already responds to, grab that, repackage it into this giveaway for your opt-in. And I think that's absolutely the best way to start and probably the easiest for you. Now, you might be asking, what if I don't have an archive? What if I'm just starting? If you don't have a body of work that you're already looking back into, look to some of the best work that's in your market. Now, the key thing here is do not steal anyone else's work. I don't think we need to say that, but just in case. You're not to go and find somebody and copy or steal wholesale what they've done, but take a look in your market at some of the most popular stuff out there, the things that, again, similar audiences or the audiences that you would like to someday reach are responding to. Why did that article do so well? Take a look at why that is and try to reconstruct and maybe even give your own take on it for this giveaway for your opt-in page. You can expand upon it. You can have your own take on it, so on and so forth. I think you get the idea.
So look at the content and then give it a different angle.
Yes. And sometimes this will be really easy because you're just doing something different than what that publisher is doing. Sometimes it's a little more difficult because, again, you don't want to steal anybody's work. But a lot of these ideas, most of these ideas, if not all of these ideas that you see out there that are working, they were done 100 years ago anyway. So it's about using your personality, your experience, and thinking about the audience that you ultimately want to reach, in this case, to repackage, repurpose, expand on those things that are out there.
And that's what I was going to say, is chances are your audience is slightly different than that person's audience as well. So that's an easy way to find a different angle or a different approach to your giveaway topic.
Yep.
Sonia, Chris, and Robert all recommend listening closely to what your audience needs and meeting those needs in your giveaway. The medium is flexible. You might create an ebook or record a screencast tutorial or create an audio series. Do what's easiest and feels most natural to you. Here are my questions for you. What will you create to give away in exchange for an opt-in to your email list? And then when will you get it done? Set a deadline and mark that deadline on your calendar. And don't be afraid to hit publish on what you create. You can always tweak it and improve it later on. This is Pamela Wilson. I want to thank you for being one of the many super smart Hit Publish podcast subscribers. Take a look at the show notes for more information on today's topic. And if you liked what you heard, take a moment and leave a review for Hit Publish on iTunes. Leave a rating, say a few words. That's going to help other people to find this podcast. And I would also love to hear from you. Until next time, take action and hit publish.